13 minutes to 9 here on SEN Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin, 0433 98 11 16. You can find us on the text. Questions without notice coming up now for Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. Just before we get stuck into that, Kingy, stories coming out of England right now is that Newcastle's visit to Aston Villa, which is scheduled for Friday, is going to be the first Premier League match to be postponed due to a coronavirus outbreak. The league confirmed late last night, early this morning. Several Newcastle players and staff have tested positive, leading the club to shut down their training facility. So the Premier League, much like we've been talking about with the NFL, they're trying their absolute hardest to get through uninterrupted. That's unfortunately hasn't been able to happen for them.
In the end, they've got to make a decision. Do they push through and have poorer teams, or do they put their comp on hold? But it's a hard one. Once you start your competition, it's going to be very – once you stop your competition, sorry, it's going to be very hard to restart.
It is. So we did it, but we – Australia did it with Aussie rules, but that was on the back of declining numbers. So you could sort of see, okay, well, the numbers are dropping, so we can follow that trend a little bit, where that's not happening in the UK, unfortunately.
No, it's out of control.
It's alarming what's happening in the UK at the moment.
And the US as well.
Let's get to questions without notice. I want for you first up.
Yep.
Matthew Nix joins us this morning. Should Adelaide call out Jamara Ugle-Hagan with pick number one in the draft?
100% they should, and I think they will. I mean, he made the point then that they will pick who they think is the best player. And they will take what happens from there. If that's the case, I think that universally, Jamara Ugle-Hagan's been considered the number one player for some time.
Yep.
The fact that we haven't seen much football this year takes nothing away from that opinion. All the experts and you bow to their judgment because they've been watching them for a long period of time, not just the last a few weeks on video or the last 12 months of highlights. They know these guys inside and out. So I think they will, and they'll make the Bulldogs hurt in terms of points, but the Dogs are just going to be wrapped to get this kid. They won't care what they've got to pay, really. It's a huge win, a great leg up for them. I want to ask you, volunteers at football clubs, is there still a position or the availability to tap into volunteers? Because we see what's happened with Melbourne. Melbourne copped all sorts of feedback yesterday for looking for a position to be filled. Across the course of the season. It was worded poorly, was the Gary Peart's eventual
20-odd hours a week, wasn't it?
Discussion. I don't think it was as much. It sounded like that, but I don't think it was as much. But let's just say volunteers as a blanket rule, 5 to 10 hours a week if needed. It doesn't have to be one person. It can be 2-3 different people. Is there still a role for them at AFL level?
Oh, I think so, yeah. And some people would give their left arm to be involved in a footy club in any way, shape or form. So, yes, but there is a very fine line. And to be honest, media falls very much in the same category. There is a fine line between volunteers and opportunities and taking a bit too much.
Is your contract going okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm just saying.
Have I hit on a raw nerve?
No, you can compare the two. That's all I'm saying.
Are you saying?
Some people would love to volunteer at a footy club. What would Paul Brasher be thinking, the new chairman of Essendon, about what's gone on in the last 4 days with Essendon and the email to the players about a garnishing of wages, I should say, that is now not happening. What would Paul Brasher be thinking, considering he said that he's just sitting back and watching everything right now?
Well, he'd be worried that they're the only club that have made that mistake and sent that email out and had that correspondence. That would be the first thought. But look, accidents are going to happen at the moment. There's been so much change. I think we are hunting after the error at the moment. Everyone's looking to bash someone that it steps one inch out of line. So let's just pull it back a fraction, and we've been part of that discussion.
Yep.
We've made the same assumptions, and from the cheap seats, if you like. So maybe we've got to have a look at ourselves as well. But okay, there's been mistakes made. Luckily, I think Xavier's got the relationships with the Essendon players and the managers to be able to say, okay, yep, we're putting our hand up for this. Bang, bang, bang. Let's move on. Have those conversations with the players. It would have been a tough and awkward conversation early, but he's done that. Okay. Move on. But you wouldn't want to make too many more in a short space of time from here forward. Every post has got to be a winner. We just heard from Heath Uni before talking about the new role at the Kangaroos and get to work being the mantra. At what point will you know whether in particular a Jaden Stevenson or a Cam Zerha, when you see them, is it the first time you see them you say, yep, this is working? Is it halfway through next year? Is it the end of next year? At what point will you say, yep, I can see it?
I don't think there's one size that fits all, but to use Christian Petrarca as the example, you'd love to see someone like a Cam Zerha, who is a workhorse. I'm a huge fan of Cam Zerha as a player. If he comes back in unbelievably good nick, which I suspect that he will, great. For Jaden Stevenson, I just saw him play this year almost with a frown on his face. I think the big thing for me with Jaden Stevenson will just be to see him smiling, having fun, and just enjoying the game again. Because when he does that, we know how dangerous he is. So I don't think it's the same for all. For Zerha, it'll just be, you know, can he evolve into a midfielder? Can he take that next step? Mm. And for someone like Jaden Stevenson, it's just getting a bit of enjoyment out of the game. Questions without notice for Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started. Sam Edmund's up next.
Edmund.
Yeah, he's going to tell us what's on the show.
Just answering a couple of SMSs here. The truth was that the volunteers weren't doing 10 or 25 hours a week themselves. It was spread across a few people. So just to answer that one from Julie from Safety Beach.
It just needed a little bit of time to get there. Yep. We'll come back and wrap it up after this.